Hello, my name is Dr. David Lent. I am a chief of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery at St. John's Riverside Hospital. I've been practicing the clinical orthopedics at Southern Westchester Orthopedics in Yonkers, New York for the past 26 years, performing over 500 surgeries of joint replacements and sports medicine injuries in athletes in Yonkers and Westchester for that period of time. I have two major areas of expertise. One is sports medicine. That consists of highly sophisticated and complex repairs of patients who injure themselves while playing sports, like rotator cuff tears, ACL tears. It's not just sports related, but people injure the same structures when they do their job in construction or the like, similar to that, injuring ligaments and muscles in different parts of their body. And we use advanced techniques like arthroscopy to fix those ligaments and muscles and try to get patients back to their level of activity that they were in prior to the injury. The second most important part of my practice is robotic joint replacement surgery. Many patients require knee or hip replacements. In Southern Westchester Orthopedics, we specialize in robotic replacement of these joints. We are leaders in that technology, and I am actually an instructor for the robotic surgery, traveling extensively around the country and the world, teaching colleagues how to perform robotic surgery. That technology consists of using GPS technology to actually perform the surgery so that we get the components in the ideal and perfect position every single time. We also preoperatively form a CAT scan on all patients so that we make a 3D model of the joint involved so that we can operate on the patients virtually before they enter the operating room, giving us a high level of expertise and precision to help maximize and optimize our patients postoperatively. I love it. I'm able to take a patient that is suffering with an injury or a trauma or a disease, and actually in doing a surgery or a manipulation in the office, I'm able to change their life and be able to really give them a second life, to be able to enjoy the things that they love doing. There's nothing greater pleasure to me than taking a patient that is immobile or incapacitated due to disease of their joints and be able to operate on them and in a short period of time see a transformation from an incapacitated patient to a vibrant individual able to return to sports or their occupation and enjoy their lives. Patients think that they come to a surgeon and all they want to do is cut them and operate on them. And we like to tell that most of our patients, the overwhelming majority of their patients, all we need to do is to do some small changes or small institutions of an injection or medication or physical therapy, and we're able to markedly improve their situation. True, we operate in Southern Westchester. We do about 750 orthopedic surgeries annually, but we see thousands of patients every year, and still only a fraction of those patients need surgery. We're able to improve people's situation doing non-invasive things, simple things that can really change people's lives, and they shouldn't be afraid of coming to a surgeon thinking, oh, he's going to rush to do surgery on me. Most of the patients were able to get better without surgery. I am married. I live in Westchester. I, thank God, have four wonderful children and seven wonderful grandchildren. I am a very active guy myself. I like participating in skiing and basketball and working out in the gym and swimming, playing tennis and pickleball. I'm very involved in the hospital, both clinically and in the administration of dealing with the hospital. We're involved with, you know, helping the community. We help support a local soup kitchen and help the indigent population of Yonkers. We have a very good relationship with the high schools in and around the area. We give lectures to the students and try to open their eyes to the fields of medicine and sports medicine to really shape their minds as well. So we try to have a full approach to treating our clientele and the patients in this area. I kind of grew up in Yonkers. My dad taught in Yonkers in the public school system for 30 years, and now I've been here now for 26 years. So the Lent family has been integral to the Yonkers community for a very, very long time. And we've treated the firefighters and the police and the sanitation and everybody in the region. So it's been a very good relationship. And being a very small institution and not part of a greater institution, it's able to be very nimble and make changes in the hospital that really help treat the local community really very well. In conjunction with Dobbs Ferry Hospital, we have now able to offer an emergency room and in a high technical hospital and able to offer certain services that you would not be able to get in such convenience at the bigger institutions, especially robotic surgery, which is the highest technical way of doing the knee replacement and hip replacement. We're able to offer that at a small community hospital with the love and kindness that only a small hospital can offer.